What to watch as San Diego heads deeper into fall? Three threads are worth holding as the week unfolds. At Sunset Cliffs, the mismatch between citation-based enforcement tools and the behavioral problem they are meant to address is structural, and the August-September swell season is not likely to make it smaller. Harder decisions about physical access restrictions involving both the city and the California Coastal Commission appear increasingly unavoidable. The labor market is the subtler concern. An unadjusted unemployment rate of 4.7% sounds manageable in isolation. But a labor force 49,000 people smaller than it was 18 months ago, combined with 220 stone brewing positions and 133 ServiceNow positions disappearing this fall, paints a more sobering picture for working San Diegans heading into the holiday season. Temperatures across the county for the next 48 hours are expected to follow a mild September pattern, with coastal highs in the mid to upper 70s and inland valley highs, including East County, in the upper 80s to low 90s Tuesday and Wednesday. Overnight lows are expected in the mid-60s for most inland areas. No extreme heat advisory was in effect as of Tuesday morning, a notable improvement over the August pattern. Winds are expected to remain light and variable through Wednesday, with onshore flow keeping air quality in the good to moderate range. The county's three backcountry preserves, El Capitan near Lakeside, Hellhole Canyon in Valley Center, and Mount Gower in Ramona, were closed through August due to extreme heat. Visitors are advised to check directly with San Diego County Parks on current reopening status before planning backcountry trips this week. On a local sports note, the USTA Girls 18s and 16s National Championships concluded just before Labor Day at Barnes Tennis Center in Balboa Park, with Bella Payne and Sarah Shoemate winning the Girls 18 doubles title, a tournament of national caliber making its home in San Diego.